angry guy here, and women are trying to use lies and fear to stop men from leaving them. Women are trying to use lies and fear to stop men from leaving them. Let's just go ahead and jump right into the video.
白人男性についてどう思います?
The video is titled, Would Japanese Girls Date a White Foreigner? What do you think of white guys? The interviewer asked.
か
っこいいと思います。
I think they're good looking. Another Japanese lady says, They're gentlemen.
ジェントルマンなイメージです。
Sexy. Another one, good looking. And kind. And kind and sexy and polite. Sexy. Would you actually date a white guy? I used to crush on them. I've thought about dating foreign men. Many times. Since I was a child, it was my dream. Guys, since she was a little girl, it was her dream to date a foreign man, a white guy. Has it come true yet? No, it hasn't.
めっちゃある。
Definitely I want to.
し、高校生の時。
When I was in high school.
その英語を教えてくれる ALT。
I fell in love with my English teacher.
みたいな先生にガチ恋してました。
おー。
She says, no I don't. So here, finally we have one woman, one Japanese woman, who...doesn't want to date a foreigner or a white guy, right? Well, let's finish hearing what she has to say. She said, no, I wouldn't. But why? Because they're too beautiful. OMG, OMG, OMG. I didn't see them as human. They are so beautiful.That she doesn't see them as human. Right? Guys, I've been telling y'all, go where you're appreciated. Go where you're appreciated. But you have to be very careful because women in Western society, they will say anything and do anything to stop you from leaving. And guys, I want you to look at this very carefully. Look at the screen very carefully at the comments.That people are responding to with this video. All right, look at the first comment. Remember, they're talking about some movie star or singer, not your average bloke with hair loss. Oh my goodness, guys. Oh my goodness. Their interaction with white guys is very limited. They're in love with what they see in movies and series. Do you see this, guys?Give props to the one girl saying exy while her friend is trying to say everything else. Look at this comment. Wait till they see the average British geezer. Another comment, Toby. Honestly, I understand the last one. Seeing someone too attractive just makes my brain think, ain't no way. And I don't even feel attracted to them because I know there's no chance.Right? Look at this comment. If you're not Ryan Reynolds, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, Brad Pitt, Keanu Reeves, Henry Cavill, or Ryan Gosling, you're most probably not the type of white man they're crushing on. So this is very intriguing, guys. This is very, very intriguing.Another comment, man, this video is going to make a lot of weebs think they can finally have an intimate relationship with a woman in Japan until they're actually there and find out how it really is. Laughing out loud. I mean, guys, this is something else. Now, but look at this comment. This guy from Reeb. This is so true. I am white from Slovenia, from Slovakia. Used to live in Chiba. That's a place in Japan. Every day, I was stopped by Japanese lady just to start conversation with me. I was offered money, candies, place to stay. One thing I felt, the Japanese man wasn't too friendly as after while I understood. Let's look at the comments this guy received. Lucky you, man. Right? And he responds, not too lucky. It's not a good feeling. And in another comment, they don't know what an average Joe American is like. So 1.4 thousand votes. So guys, you have these people in the comments, women and guys, and of course the incels, all right, the incels, let's just call them that, who are immediately trying to say that, nope, the women don't like you. The women aren't attracted to you. They don't want you over there. It's just that they're looking at the movies and they're seeing the guys in the movies, and it's the guys in the movies, the white guys in the movies, that they're attracted to, not your typical average white guy. Oh, is that so? Well, let's look into this a little further, because when we actually evaluate things, let's look at this video regarding how black women, how men are treated in Japan, black men are treated in Japan. And this really doesn't just go for black men, it goes for all men. So let's go ahead and jump at this, because I've played this video a few times, but you're going to watch it again.
Greatly disappointed me since I've been living here is the amount of coonery that I've seen in Tokyo. And sorry to say, but it's mainly from black men from America. The way that I have to watch y'all treat me and my fellow black sisters like shit, but treat the Japanese women all delicately like they're special flowers is insane. The amount of times that I've met black men from America who give people the N-word here is crazy. I recently went to a club and this black guy was asking me how my experience is here dating, and I was telling him, and then he was like, well, I'm in heaven here because, you know, they like fetishize us, so they be worshiping us and doing whatever the fuck we want, so I'm in heaven. What? None? Or the black men that'll be talking to me, and then when we get done, they're like, I enjoyed the conversation. You're so cool. I love black women. I worship black women. I wish there was more in Tokyo. And then we'll go over to their Japanese girlfriend and then talk shit about us. When black American men get over here, the coonery be on 10. Y'all need to pipe down because not give a fuck about y'all.
In reality, the ones who actually care about them are the Japanese women. The women that don't care about them are the African-American women that are letting them know that they need to pipe down and get off their high horse because they're nothing special. Guys, you see what I'm saying? Go where you're appreciated. These women are absolutely furious. And so, of course, they're not going to let the white guys leave. They're not going to let the white guys leave just like that. They're not going to let the white guys have high self-esteem. They're going to speak poorly. Just like they're going after the passport bros, they're going to go after the passport Joes. All right? And the incels have very low self-esteem. Like I've said this once, and I'll say it again. You know, the incels graduated to simps. All right? That's what they upgrade to. All right? They go from incels to simps. Right? Guys, let's check out this other video right here. Where she's the same girl, and listen to her complaining even more. Would you date a black guy?
Now that I've been living in Japan for a while now and kind of been in the dating scene, I think these videos should stop. I get that, like, before when I was in America watching them, I'd be like, see, Japanese people will date us, you know, they will like us, and then, like, when they say they wouldn't, I would genuinely get mad and be like, but why not? And after living here, I realized that, like, even though we see these videos online of, like, some Japanese people saying they would, when you get here, you're most likely not going to find them. And even if they get on those videos and say they would, most likely they're not, when they come face to face with you, they're not going to do it. Just already assume that they're not going to date you. Just already believe that they're not going to date you. And if they do, they're probably...
Already assume that they're not going to date you. Already believe that they're not going to date you. Before you even speak to them, you should know that they don't like you. So don't speak to them. Don't even try. Don't explore for yourself. Just assume these things. Guys, that is such a terrible message that she's putting out. All right? Guys, it's kind of like the It's like the person that tells you to keep on working on their farm and there's nothing out there in the rest of the world for you. So don't go out there. Don't, you know, don't go outside the farm. Don't leave the farm. You were born on the farm. The farm is safe. You know, that's where everything is at for you. You get two hots and a cot every single day. All right. You can't get anything better than this. Don't go looking outside. Don't you dare go looking outside. I told you don't go out there. Guys, this is fear. This is absolute amounts of fear. The reason why, because they go overseas. They bring the same exact attitude, and then they can't find it. They find that they're not on top of the world over there. And they go to the country, and they expect the few men that are over there from Western society to absolutely worship them. And then, ironically, the men are like, "Oh yeah, I absolutely worship black women. I absolutely worship you." But then what they really know is in the private. As soon as these men walk away, they start talking poorly about them because they are afraid of them. They're afraid of even offending them. All right. And they think that using shaming and blaming is going to stop men. And you've seen the comments that I've read to you. You've seen that men are being treated really, really well over there. They are appreciated over there. Go where you're appreciated. I'm telling y'all. So, and women are trying to use lies and fear to stop men from leaving them. That's what they're doing. They're trying to use lies and fear to stop men from leaving them because they are so afraid of losing the men, of losing that resource, their plan B, that they will go to any great lengths to scare these men, to use the same tactics that they've used in Western society to divide men. I've said this before. It was never about black and white. If you look at the history of the world and people being forced to do labor by other people, you know, humans owning other humans, guys, that goes back thousands and thousands of years. Many of y'all don't know this, that the practice is something that was very, very much, I would say it very much originated from the Middle East, the widespread practice of it. And when you look at the Middle East and you look at the practices of the Middle East, many of you probably don't know that the Middle Eastern owned more people from Europe than they did from Africa. The entire practice, you know, that started where they began bringing people to the United from Africa to the United States to work, that is not a European invention. That's from the Middle East. All right? All of this separation and division, it's nonsense. It was never, ever about black and white. It was always about women. You take women out of the equation, men can't find anything to fight. They can't find anything to fight about. A hierarchy forms very, very quickly, and you fall in line very, very quickly. Ethnicity disappears very, very quickly. It's only the moment when women are introduced into the equation that men suddenly become divided. That's it. That is it. There are a lot of men who have no problem being with a woman of another ethnicity, but they don't like to see other men of another ethnicity with women of their own and of their ethnicity. It's crazy. What does that tell you? It was never about black and white. It was always about women. And women know this, and they're continuing to use these things to divide men because they don't want men to walk away. They don't want men to come together. They want to keep them divided because if they keep them divided, then they can do whatever they want, and they can continue to extract resources from these men. Telling y'all, it's time that you wake up. You wake up to it and you realize that nothing's going to change until you walk away. That's why men walking away is so powerful, because men have been doing this from the dawn of society. from the dawn of society, from modern society formed, from society's form, men have been walking away. You look at the Roman Empire. How did the Roman Empire fall? It's because men walked away. Men walked away. After women got no-fault divorces, they became extremely empowered. They began going off, marrying the gladiators, deleting their husbands. Men began refusing to get married. Caesar said that unmarried men were the worst scoundrels in all of Rome. He said that you know, that these men were the absolute worst. And men who refused to get married were not allowed to go to the Colosseum, public shows. So basically, they couldn't go watch wrestling. They couldn't go to the movies. They could not participate in any public event for any public form of entertainment. And during the winter time, unmarried men had to run in the streets in the cold, like alongside one another, chain gang style, to punish them for refusing to marry, and they still wouldn't marry. Fast forward like 100 years later, the Roman Empire no longer has a military, and they're using mercenaries, all right? Basically bandits, to fight and protect the empire. They've completely run out of money because the men have given up on society. They could no longer pay the mercenaries, so they say, okay, we'll give you pieces of land. The mercenaries realize that the emperor doesn't have anything to back it up. They pillage the entire empire, and the Roman Empire collapses, and that plunges us into 1,000 years of darkness known as the Dark Age. The Dark Age literally was caused by men walking away from society as women became more empowered, men giving up on society, refusing to protect society, mouse utopia style. Society fell into darkness for 1,000 years. Math, science, and everything else was lost. It was the equivalent of basically people. It's basically the equivalent of people of falling back during to the caveman era. Yes, people living in caves and eating squirrel meat. This is how insane it was back then. All right, and during this era, that's also when they developed fantastical beliefs in things like the witch, and things such as witches and witchcraft and all of these insane beliefs. And this thing went on for 1,000 years, guys. If this didn't happen, I want y'all to understand, if the Dark Ages did not happen, we would not just be 1,000 years ahead, because we're actually advancing right now faster than we've advanced at any other period in society. Think about all the advancements that have happened over the last 100 years. And you have to quickly realize that we've had more advancements occur in the last 100 years than in the last 1,000. Think about it very carefully. We've experienced more advancements in the last 100 years than we experienced in the last 1,000. What this means is that if you look at it from this point of view, we would likely be maybe a couple thousand years ahead of where we are technologically right now. It sounds crazy, but think about it realistically. In the last 100 years, we have advanced more than roughly a thousand years compared to the last 1,000 years. So we would be far, far ahead. We'd be more than 1,000 years ahead right now in terms of development compared to all the advances that we made over the last 1,000 years. And how did society fall? Because of the actions of women and simps within society. What do you guys think regarding this? Because this is really insane stuff. It's truly monumental when you think about this, and you look at how these women are behaving. They're going over to these countries where the men have gone to find new opportunities and happiness, they've walked away. And what are they doing? They are trying to use fear to prevent these men from going overseas. They use fear to control men in Western society, and they're trying to use fear to prevent men from going overseas and finding happiness overseas, even when they themselves go overseas. Isn't that interesting? They're like, there's nothing over here, boys. That you don't want to come over here. There's nothing over here for you. No, bad juju, man. Bad juju. Listen to me. The people over here, they're not nice. They're not nice. You don't want to come here, but you live over there. You listen, yeah, and I experience every day. So why don't you come back to America? I'm good. Why don't you come back to America? I'm good. All right, so why can't I come over there? Because you shouldn't. Just listen to me. Just do as I say and not as I do. You know, I think I'm going to come over there. Listen, you better not. You better not. Guys, that's what they're going on with right now. That's what they're going on with right now. Go where you're appreciated and understand you're not going to get any support as you leave. They're going to throw up. They're going to throw a tantrum. They're going to throw everything they possibly can at you to prevent you from going and spread as many lies. Guys, this video right here. This video that we're watching right here, this isn't for the men who've already left. This is for the beta male orbiters and the simps that would ever think about trying to leave. All right? That's who this video is directed at. Any man who would ever think of trying to do what the passport bros have done, what the passport Joes have been doing, all right? They better know that they are going to be named, shamed, and blamed if they ever try to do what these men have done. That's why they're doing this. This isn't aimed at the men who've left. This is aimed at the men who could leave. It's frightening. It's frightening, guys. It's frightening what they're doing. And you need to be aware of it. Because they don't mean you any good. They don't mean you any good. Guys, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. You need to remember that if you don't appreciate yourself, no one will. No one will. Look at this comment. Look at this comment from a Japanese woman. Look what she says. Her name is Mayumi. She says, I'm so glad I'm a pediatrician married and living happily with my husband and children. Being a Japanese woman in America with an Afro/Asian husband gets me angry looks from these expired milk women. They decimated their own backyards, and now they're complaining about it. Hilarious. And she followed up by saying to me, angry, my sister-in-law, who is Afro/Japanese, is a law clerk, and she coined the phrase expired milk women. So this is what's happening over there right now. This is what's happening. The Japanese, it's not just the Japanese, it's Asian women in general. They're snatching up these men, and it's not just them. Guys, I told y'all, it's happening in Africa, it's happening in the Caribbean, it's happening in South America, it's happening in Europe, all right? You have women from all these countries all over the world trying to snag themselves a Western man, because a lot of these women can't get access to the men in their own countries. You're like, what? A lot of the men in their own countries do not provide the same utility, the kindness that Western men provide. Western men are some of the kindest men in the world. The most self-sacrificing men in the world. The most giving men in the world. And the thing is that a lot of these women in these other countries, the men in their countries have very high expectations for women. So a lot of them will never get access to these guys. If it wasn't in countries that don't have public assistance, if you go out into the streets and you play this game, you run around with Chad, Tyrone, Ray Ray, Pookie, Miguel, Quan, Enrique, they're going to leave you to the streets. You're not going to be able to find the man. You're going to have a reputation. The foreign guys are not going to marry you. They could never bring you to their parents. only in Western society can women do these things. Women have created the concept of artificial scarcity in Western society. They've created artificial scarcity because so many of them deviate to Chad, Tyrone, Ray Ray, Pookie, Enrique, Miguel, Quan, you know, when they're younger, that men, that most men don't have any options. It's only when these women get older that now they want to go and find a nice, so-called nice guy that also better have a ton of money to make them happy and appease them. So basically, they don't actually love you, but you better have a bunch of money if you want to be in a relationship with them and have what Chad and Tyrone got for free. And they don't value for you for all the other things that you bring. They only want your attention, your time, and money. They view your time as disposable. They view their time as valuable. They view their beauty, their gender as being more valuable than everything that you have and everything that you've created. They view it more valuable than your money. They view it more valuable than your time. They view it as being more valuable than you are as a human being. It's crazy. So basically, you're always going to be a second-class citizen. It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire. They are more their beauty, them being a woman, is more valuable. They believe that them being a woman is more valuable than you being a billionaire. It's crazy. This is where we're at right now. You have a lot of women now saying, putting up hashtag trillionaire gang, that they want trillionaires. Elon Musk is set to be the world's first trillionaire come 2024 at earliest. Yeah, Elon Musk may be a trillionaire by next year or 2025, but he's going to become one very soon. That is the estimate. And women are literally going around saying that they want trillionaires now. Trillionaires. Only a fool would take any of them serious. What do you guys think regarding this? Women are trying to use lies and fear to stop men from leaving them. But it's not going to work because men are awake and they're walking away. Let me hear your thoughts in the comments. And guys, please subscribe to the channel if you're enjoying the content. Turn on notifications and never miss another video again. And like the video because it tells YouTube you're enjoying the content. You want to see more of it. So they'll show you more of it. Let me know what you think regarding everything we discussed in the comment. Like the video if you like it. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MWA. Men walking away. And cheers.